You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 96, What the Subs Did on the Day After Doomsday. Welcome to episode 96, Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I am Paul French, and today I am, I had it all in my head, and I am forgetful, lad, because I had it all in my head, and it's totally slipped. I was just sitting there downstairs getting my stuff ready to come up to record, and I was like, okay, yeah, totally got my Legionnaire name, and gone. Just, it's gone. So, there you go.
Wow. How'd that happen so quickly? Wow.
I know, like literally on the way up the stairs.
And well, mine's easy. My name is Darren Will, and I am anti-cry at a Pixar film lad because Toy Story 3 made me bawl like a little boy. So thank you, Pixar.
Or Darren.
Oh, man.
And I mean that in a good way. I'm tired of going to a Pixar movie and knowing I'm going to cry before I walk out. I'm like, I look like I've been to a funeral for 3 days when I leave the theater. It's like, it's so wonderful.
I love it. Can't wait to see it again.
Yeah, it's better than therapy, swear to God.
I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me. It was much better than Cats.
It really did. It really did. So if you haven't seen Toy Story 3, it's probably done now, but go see it if you haven't. So
I haven't seen it yet.
You should go see it. Seriously, go see that movie. Best completed trilogy since Lord of the Rings, in my opinion. So
yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
High praise. Well, I'm Matt Kramer, and sadly, I won't be convention kid coming up next weekend, because I gotta skip Wizard World this year due to a wedding.
Yes. You sound like that's a bad thing, skipping Wizard World.
Hey, you know what? They put on a great show in Chicago.
Okay.
I hear it's good on the level of the guests, and also a good shopping con too. So.
Oh yeah, that's where I almost that's where I got more or less the entire Archie run for about $30.
Damn.
Craziness.
Matt, you know I love you, right? But you suck. So there you go. Yeah.
Well, that's why you've gotta come up to one of the Wizard shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Scott Coles, and tonight I am. Wow, I have no idea too.
See, I know.
Wow, it's catching up there.
It's like Mnemonic Glass was here and she just zapped us both.
Uh-oh. I think your garage was alive at some point then.
Oh, no. That could be.
It makes sense.
I will be Southwest Barbecue Lad.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
We're going to... We will have been to a barbecue for a friend's anniversary, and they're going to have fire... They will have had fireworks... And an outdoor movie as well, like a drive-in style.
Oh, sweet.
It's going to be fun. It will have been fun. It was awesome, I'm sure. And stupid time bubble. I need a drink.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So that's me.
There we go. So, so what do you do on the day after Doomsday?
Take a nap.
Well, you rest. Yeah, come on.
You rest up. You watch some holotapes. You
Your girlfriend breaks up with you.
Video games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, take a swing out to the asteroid archipelago. Have a drink at the Tiki Bar Planet. You know, all kinds of stuff you can do on the day after Doomsday. The Legionnaires, however. They've got stuff going on. Exactly.
They do. They got drama.
So here we go. We're heading into the setup here for issue number 300. You know, this is really where they kind of start really building a lot of stuff up for that. And I think it was a really great period in Legion. You know, I mean, yes, of course, the Great Darkness Saga was a big deal. You know, I mean, there was, you know, tons of great stuff that went on in there. But, you know, we were getting a new art team while that was happening, and the art team kind of switched up a little bit because, you know, Patterson went off to do Camelot 3000, and so Malstead was brought in. And so the team was very much in flux because, I mean, really, it was you know, Keith had only been the penciler for a couple of issues when they started into that. So there was a lot sort of changing as they went. So, you know, they kind of came out of that and definitely came off a high, let's face it. I mean, you know, that book sold very well. You know, it was a very popular series and became even more popular as a result of the event. And and so then we get to these issues afterward, and you know, it was like, you know, the team was kind of they'd really gelled at this point, and I think mm-hmm. I think we're in for some fun stuff. I mean, it's a great cover.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
you know, it's a,
emo sun boy.
exactly. and would this would be an early appearance of a once and future Legion, or a future Legionnaire, basically, as well. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not sure if it's his first appearance, because he might have appeared earlier
He appeared, a long time ago.
Yeah.
In, like, the Legion Parents issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paul's been around a while. He just hasn't been, you know, out at this point. He's been in the background all the time, so.
Yeah. So there we go.
Practicing.
Exactly. Indeed. Magno Ball, it takes precision. Yep. So.
That's right.
Exactly.
So his first appearance was Adventure 335.
Oh, wow. Oh, that. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so back in the old and golden days, man.
Back in the old days.
We've already done that. Wow.
I think that's the one where they sent the Legionnaires home.
It was. That's right.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool. So, Scott, you're going to lead us through this one?
Oh, I guess. So, we have on the splash page, we've got some. Nice space action, Kirby Crackle abounds, and what do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're Mon El and Shadowlass, you take a long overdue vacation. It seems like that's what these guys are doing all the time.
I was just going to say, long overdue.
Like the
overdue,
George Bush of Legionnaires.
Seriously, like right before Great Darkness.
The whole thing on vacation.
Right after, on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell you.
And it's always the same thing, you know. He's flying around carrying her. It's like, hey, here's an idea, guys. Borrow the cruiser. Ship. Yeah, borrow the cruiser. Come on.
Well, they would, but Colossal Boy keeps wrecking him.
Well, this is true. He keeps crashing into asteroids, and
that's why
he's never going to get
asteroids in this page.
They do not, and they're the asteroid archipelago. So yeah.
Yeah, looking for the Tiki Bar planet. I know.
Yeah.
I see.
No Legion cruisers allowed.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, yeah, there he blasts into an archipelago of asteroids, and he's using his heat vision to melt them all into slag instead of just going around them, I guess, or whatever.
He's impressing the chicks.
That's right.
That's right.
It's so strangely beautiful out here, Mon-El. Where are we? He says it's the asteroid archipelago, the edge of our galaxy beyond the borders of the United Planets. Ooh, so they're in, like, the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Like the uncharted realms.
Uh huh.
Perfect spot for undisturbed R&R.
Well, they've been trying to take that vacation since number 287. So for crying out loud.
Yeah. If they hear dueling banjos, fly away.
But I don't want to squeal like a Blart bastard.
And here's our little pleasure palace, Shady the Science Asteroid. Wow, he is a romantic at heart.
Yeah, and we've heard the Science Asteroid mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the bioengineering, he says they owe me a favor because I'm a bioengineering god. Mm-hmm. And so he's worried that Daxam is going to be screwed for life now that Darkseid messed around with it, but she said, don't worry, Daxam will rise again. Yeehaw! I hope so.
Yeah, so let's actually, you know, rather than sort of gloss over what Matt said there, is you know, the Science Asteroid. This is when we first saw Shadowlass, was before we actually met Shadowlass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Adult Legion story. And so we were told that Shadow Lass died saving the science asteroid.
When she was Shadow Woman.
That's right. That's right.
And she was white.
That's also true. Also true. So remember, these are little seeds being planted for issue 300, where, you know, we'd been told that part of this was that they were going to be sort of leading into, you know, addressing that whole idea of the Adult Legion story. Because, you know, at the time, Legion writers, we know if they contradicted anything that had happened in that Adult Legion story, it's like, well, clearly you were wrong.
They got jumped on big time.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of people had been kind of messing around with that. And Conway had kind of started planting a lot of those seeds, with, you know, specifically in the Reflecto Saga. Yeah, so you know, he'd been definitely a part of the planting of seeds there. And so, you know, we're seeing more here.
Awesome. So they fly into the science asteroid and they're greeted by some big slimy spidery, gloppy kind of guy. He says, "Hello, Legionnaires. Welcome. Science Asteroid is yours."
He's a creepy dude.
Yeah, and he introduces him as Queeg, the asteroid security chief. And she pretends he's not disgusting and says, "Charmed." You do know the most quaint vacation spots, love. At least we won't be pestered by tourists.
And so I can only assume that Queeg is like a reference to Queequeg in Moby Dick.
Sure, why not?
He loves his literary references.
So that's what they're doing. We switch scenes to Legion headquarters. What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're Block and the White Witch, you go on a grand tour of Legion headquarters. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least a few rooms of it. Hey.
Hey, now.
Now. She says, "I know I'm only a Legionnaire for a few days now, Block, but could you explain this to me again? Why do you want me to walk into a closet?"
Well.
Hey. "Obviously, because it is one of the most fascinating areas within the complex, my friend." So he explains that the vendor portal barely large enough to accommodate his form, but now the room is so much bigger. Wow. It's a tesseract. Hey, there you go. Brainiac 5 calls it an extra-dimensional space existing in another universe reachable only through the portal.
I guess wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey.
Mm-hmm. "All this hidden in our basement? How do we access the storage, Block?" "Extremely simple. Area number 8073X. And there's a big rainbowy display of stuff. And
"Did you call?"
Yes. It's a photo of Darren, and it's the light sculpture from Carmath, according to the data code. "It is indeed beautiful, as are..." Beep. "Legionnaires, we're waiting for you." Oh, he's so mad. He was going to put the moves on. Too bad. So sad. Saturn girl.
Oh, wow.
Moved in again. "We'll be right there, I suppose."
Poor Block.
I know. Can't get none.
And he looks so a lot more rocky this issue.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the inker change has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. A little less lizardy.
Yeah.
"What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're Saturn Girl and Lightning Lad, you hold a much-awaited party." See? Party, party. Let's see. "But I still don't understand how Dream Girl got elected, Starboy, but I don't really care. I've even resigned as deputy leader. Screw all y'all."
I'm going home.
He's having none of it.
"I'm taking my ball. I'm going home."
That's right. "That makes Ultra Boy deputy now, right? If I can ever get Nura to sit down for a few minutes, maybe I can find out how she feels about all this." So there's some guest of honor in the back, also by the Illusomatic. The Illusomatic. And Phantom Girl is talking to Sunboy. She says, "You disappeared fast when we reached Earth, Sunboy." "Well, I wasn't picked for the Daxam mission, so I figured I'd catch up on my hobby." "I didn't know you had one." "Sure," he says. "Hey." And Saturn Girl greets the White Witch. "Hello, Misa. Glad Block finally brought you over. Thanks. I appreciate the warm welcome. Blah, blah, blah." prays officially for Garth's recovery and Ayla's departure. What? They're celebrating because she left?
It's a goodbye party. You know, they're doing a
little send-off.
She
hasn't quite left yet. I thought like she'd already gone, and they were just like, yes, finally. But we wanted to include you too, my friend. She's giving the big hugs to the Ramses there. Next panel, we see Sun Boy's got a drink on his head and Phantom Girl stalking away from him. Sexist! Don't you ever tell me a story like that again. Hey, you asked what I did the night before we got back to Earth.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, the salami had to be somewhere.
That's right.
I just love Tanya's look on her face, like, oh, I need a shower. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no level of intangibility that will get that comment off of me. Oh.
You see, you asked.
Exactly.
And over in the corner, I guess, is that by the Illusomatic? It's Colossal Boy and Shrinking Violet having a little moment on the intestinal love seat. The floating intestinal love seat? That's the small intestinal love seat.
Yes.
Block has to sit in the big one. And, you know, she doesn't really feel comfortable with everyone so close. Mm-hmm. He's, like, laughing at her because that's what you do when you're in love.
Silly woman.
You live up to your nickname. And they go in for a kiss, and all of a sudden, Saturn Girl again. Man, what a
buzzkill. She's a real buzzkill. Yeah.
Totally. Attention, party's over.
Isn't that Dream Girl?
Oh, yeah, that's Dream Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it is.
Total fair hair, yeah.
Right. Well, see, Saturn Girl kind of has it too in the...
Yes.
See, if you look at the panel above, so I didn't notice the little birth or the...
Well, it's because Colossal Boy's head's in the way. His big... Oh, no, there it is.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so party's over. Emergency on our hands. Oh, jeez. So after the bubblegum ad and the Magnum PI racer model kit ad.
Oh,
you could win you could buy the model kit and win the video game.
Sweet. The big old arcade style video game.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sweet. What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're the Legion of Superheroes, you go right back to work. Oh, no vacay for you.
No.
No. So they're in some sort of weird... Is this just like the monitor room? They're just showing her what's going on?
I'm not sure what's happening.
It's actually happening. Oh, they've just gone to this place and there's a nuclear reaction going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to contain it with a force shield, but we could use some Legionnaires' assistance. Did you hear that? Your Legionnaires. We're her property. Sheesh. Oh, Altar Boy, grow up.
Yeah.
So Dream Girl says, always glad to oblige. Legionnaires? And Element Lad says, hey, way ahead of you, Dreamy. I use my power to change the radioactive elements to inert helium. It's ready for you, Altar Boy. And he blows them away. Whoosh. Whoosh. Captain apologizes for the unexpected turbulence. Ultra Boy's around again. Everybody goes,
oh. Oh, always with the Ultra Boy.
And Star Boy is, nuke only took out a few square blocks, but there's enough fallout here that when your power makes it super heavy, it will cover the ground 3 inches deep.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
I guess they have to do something. Be glad we all took anti-radiation poisoning doses before we left the Legion HQ. Otherwise, we couldn't get close enough to help. So, Phantom Girl needs to start searching for survivors. She goes on it. Woo! And she's like, oh, she's tripping. Are you all right? She's, no, I'm not okay. So many people. Lord, so many people. What the heck? Oh, I guess she's looked under all the rubble and saw lots and lots of folks in need of help. Let's see. Do you see Starboy asked Sunboy if his cities have a habit of exploding?
Is this just an Earth thing? Is this what you guys do?
Just blow shit up. Well, the 4th of July, there's precedent there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Dude, you've been a Legionnaire how long? Come on.
Somebody got a little overzealous with some space M80s and, things happen.
Come on, son.
Or frogs.
Some boy's burning through the rubble. What Dreamgirl said, somebody set off a low-power nuke they built at home. Ah, ah, the internet.
Ah, yes.
Build a bomb, threaten cities. First one.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow.
It's kind of scary how, you know, precognitive this is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's all about the terrorism. So they have a little conversation about how man can be so inhumane to man, blah, 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 blah. Like you do. Officer, there you go, officer. 3 degrees more on Y-axis, and you're all set. They're setting things back up again. Some boy asks Tiny if she's okay. She says, no, I'm going to be sick. I'm too close to you. Oh, wait, no, she says, I want to watch. He says, hey, relax, baby. You won't do anyone any good like that. He passes her a drink. Mmm. Roofies.
Like a pro.
We still have a couple more houses to dig out. Huh? Dirk! Dirk! Oh, God, no. I know where we are now. That's Cosmic Boy's folks house. That's his kid brother. Oh, he's yucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's looking rough.
He's extra crispy. So, what do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're Ayla Renz, you prepare to say farewell to your life as Light Lass.
She's been weeping forever.
I know. Just go. Go already, please.
She's like the friggin' Eagles.
Love to miss you, but... So she said her last goodbye. Not quite, unless you forgot your sister-in-law. As if I could, Imra.
I've tried.
If you can't forget, then how about forgive? I told you, we were on that asteroid. No, I don't care what happened on that stupid asteroid, honest. I'm not leaving because of that. Maybe that moment's jealousy crystallized my thoughts, but I decided to leave the Legion because something is missing from my life. This team hurts and kills. Maybe it saves the universe every now and then, but it isn't worth it to me. Well,
screw the universe, she's saying.
That's right. I need a little me time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's joined the team to fill in for Garth, and he's back on the active roster, so there's no point in keeping me here. No point in sticking around. See you later. And she wishes, Saturn Girl wishes that she will be happy. As she looks at the panel where Ayla's going down one hallway and Bryn, is he coming up the other hallway?
Yep.
Tricky.
A little awkward too, isn't it?
Awkward. Timberwolf, if you're looking for Ayla, she's down the other corridor. No thanks, Saturn Girl. I'm staying, she's leaving. This is my home. Got it? Okay, then. That was a little awkward. You want to join the party, then? Maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Enough partying for me, Vi. Ready to move up to the big time? Whoa. There's a pickup line for you.
Yeah.
They don't call me Colossal Boy for nothing.
Hey, now.
Especially to her. I mean, she's like, in a minute, Jim, and she shrinks down to a tiny little person with no clothes on in his hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's foreplay right there, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
We skipped over the Dungeons & Dragons.
What? Oh, the Endless Adventure games. The Choose Your Own
Adventures. Sadly, that's not Willingham art, but...
No, yeah, that's...
Well,
just before they used his, yeah. Neat.
Anyways, we switched from Colossal Boy and Nudie Violet to... Looks like the Wanderers. Well, I guess they weren't the Wanderers then, were they? They were the Heroes
of Power.
Yeah.
Oh, do you see that, Evolvo lad? Of course not, Boy. You're the only Lalorian here can duplicate Superboy's telescopic vision.
In case it's you Violet. Weren't sure who they were.
He's peeping on her. Look at this guy.
Yeah. Oh, it's
Violet, my girl, and she's fooling around with Colossal Boy. I kill him.
I pity the fool.
Apparently, he doesn't keep his eye on her all the time.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
No.
Voyeur only when lad. It's convenient.
Easy, Voyeur lad. You're not killing anyone. Not until you have to put Weber's world back together. Like you're our strongest member. You can't quit now. Well, so much for that, I guess.
Maybe wait a couple of issues.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what do you do on the day after Doomsday if you're Science Police Officer Siobhan Aaron? You try to keep track of the Legionnaires. Take the ship down as you will, Siobhan. Tell me, do you enjoy being Legion liaison? More than breathing, Kamal. Wow, that's a little creepy.
Well, you know, when you consider what she was working at the time, I mean.
I suppose, yeah. Element lad, I'm glad I caught up with you. Hey, Siobhan, want some fruit juice? I'll trade you for some leads. None to speak of, I'm afraid, but we're combing the data banks. It's the first fireballing in a century. Tell the casualties, I'm sure they'll be thrilled. Hey, I didn't mean it that way. I know. I'm sorry, we're all a little tense. Turns out Cosmic Boy's kid brother and folks are among the injured. I know it shouldn't matter, but somehow it does make it worse. Oh, actually, yeah, it should. There's a personal stake in it now. That's kind of how these things happen.
Yeah.
The hospital can take off now. Oh, and Dr. Gimmel's there. He's like, I've done all I can, really. One more thing, doctor. No, I'm going back to Medicus One with my patients. I may be your physician, but it does not give you the privilege of involving me deeper in this atrocity. Please authorize my credit voucher and I will leave.
Always getting his credit vouchers signed.
It's all about the
gotta get paid.
Yeah, he got to get paid.
Gimmel got to get paid, yo.
He's got bills to pay, baby.
Yeah. And we switch again. What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're a bunch of useless humanoids, you hang out waiting for something interesting to happen. Oh, so these are like dirty hipsters.
Yeah, basically.
Space hipsters. No! let's see. Why didn't they keep you locked up on Naltor, Cypro? Beats me, Samio. Samio. My friend, the old geek said something about seeing a harmless future for me and let me go. Harmless? That's like boring, Skunch. Skunch. Yeah, and it's going to stay boring until we hook up with somebody tough. It's harder to make a mega credit on this planet. Don't scare me, Samio. Remember, I tangled the Legionnaire and got away with it. Besides, I've got us a new scam. So who is the Skunch? Have we seen him before?
Not that I remember. That's definitely a Giffen design.
Yeah.
He looks like a miniature version of Brute from the Omega Man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that little guy, yeah. But no, the guy that's talking is the blue sort of android.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not that I recall.
I don't remember.
I don't remember him specifically.
But suddenly they get busted by a science police cruiser to drag him in for a retina check. And they all try to run away. And Starboy and Fangirl come up to be the cavalry, and they grab him. He makes this jerk too heavy to go anywhere. Whoops, crunch, and he goes into the ground. He looks like he's blind. He's got a white cane and dark glasses on. It's like, how is he running away even?
Magic.
Not very quickly, apparently. The orange guy, who I guess is Samio.
Oh, yeah, daddy-o.
Samio trying to get off the planet, and wham! Punch in the face. Possibly a punch or possibly a kick. We don't know because it happens off panel. But,
it's a punch.
Oh, it's a punch, yeah, because he made her break a nail. No, oh, you're doing a hard time for that one, Samio. And who's that? It's an element lad going after the little short dude. He's like, trying to get away. And he hops in an irrigation pipe and goes down the sewers. And look who's standing down there. It's Ultra Boy. A pow! He pops back up through the hole and for Element Lad to catch. And last but not least, we have the Skunch, the man who apparently tangled with Legionnaire. A crazy ghost lady's on my tail. Maybe I can lose her in these passageways. What do I do if she comes at me through a wall? I'm no good at fighting Legionnaires. I learned that the hard way. Then don't fight them, sir. Avoid them. This way, says googly-eyed Joe. So that's the end of that. Well, I guess he gets away. What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're Queen Projectra of Orando and Karate Kid, you enjoy the luxuries of Earth, like running to water and padded.
Like what?
Running water. What? You come from like backwoods bumblefuck universe, man. I mean, come on.
I know. It's medieval, you know, times.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, hey. Exactly. You're pissing in trenches and stuff. let's see. I must protest. I'm here on personal business, not to negotiate a new trade agreement. So I guess they're trying to get her to do a little work while she's on her after doomsday vacay. She's not liking it. But she says they can come over and they'll talk about it. She says, I'm glad I'm not on Earth too often. These diplomatic matters are too weary for my tastes. She's looking for Karate Kid. And, what are you doing now? He's carving this for you. Don't you like murals? He's been chopping stuff out of the wall. A savage. It's lovely, but not what you were expecting. Okay, I know the rest of the speech. We'll be going home to Orlando tomorrow. Your boredom will soon be over. Orlando, huh? Well, I guess since you're too busy being regal to stay with Legion full-time, it's the only alternative. I'll go pack. But I'm only going back on one condition. This time, we make us legal.
Ooh.
No buts, babe. Ooh. Karate Kid gots to get paid. No prenup.
Well.
I'm sure it turns out well for them.
Uh-huh.
They live happily ever after.
Yes.
For 3 years.
Hmm. Well, that's not bad. Better than a lot of marriages these days.
That's true. That's true.
What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're Brainiac 5 and Invisible Kid, you head straight for the Legion headquarters medical lab. Steady on, Jock. Oui, Brainiac, but I have completed what you've asked of me. When will you know if you're cured, Matter Eater lad? And this treatment will help us stare.
I taunt him a second time.
If they ever restart the Pink Panther franchise, Scott, you have your calling.
You mean if they ever restart it in a version that's watchable?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't mean anything else but that.
I caused your sister's problem while searching for a cure for ME lad, Jock. Hopefully today is the day when I find his cure and turn that around to help her. And we get a little bleep. Invisible Kid to the hangar deck, please. We have a mission team forming. Monsieur? Yes, yes, go on. I'll manage. Merci et adieu. Uh-huh. He's just like, yeah, Frenchie, whatever. So he's got his little super medical peepers on, and he's going to go. What is he doing? He's looks like he's shooting some sort of beam up through Matter Eater Lad's jaw into his head.
Yeah, it looks like it almost looks like he's punching him in the chin.
That's right. Nothing else has worked. Let's just beat him into health.
Yeah, exactly.
Snap out of it.
Now this is, you know, again, as we move to issue 300, it's kind of like let's deal with a lot of this sort of dangling plot threads. So you know, and Matter Eater Lad has been a dangling plot thread for a long, long time.
Yeah, almost 50 issues.
Yeah.
Okay, and Invisible Kid is flying through the tube, going to the hangar bay or the mission bay or wherever the heck it is. C'est étrange. There is no rest for legionnaires, it seems. Perhaps it is only since I joined that it has become le plus difficile. And yet, I doubt it. Yes, my friends, is this to be a team? And it's Dawnstar and Wildfire and Block and the White Witch. She's floating. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. She's always floating. She's
doing the levitation.
On clouds of unicorns and bunnies.
Wildfire says, me and the four new kids, how cute.
What's funny is if you look at the order, you know, accepting Tyrock, he's the next new kid. So,
oh, without a doubt, yeah.
You know, so it's like, why? Yeah, put the guys. Chameleon boy, and then you'd have a reason to say that. It's like, great, me and the rookies. But, you know, Wildfire, come on, get over it.
Yeah. Dawnstar asks him if he's chosen himself leader of the mission. And he says, I guess so, Donna. Experience counts.
And I've been on Legion 2 weeks more than you.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
2 weeks and 2 weeks, boo. So Block has no objection. Are not Mon-El and Shadowlass already in that vicinity? Yeah, Block. But Mon-El's still wiped out from that dark side, what dark side did to him. So let's make this a private party, okay? well. Think Bone Stonehead listened, Donnie? Jeez, what a jerk. God damn. I'm sure he did, unlike other people I know.
Who is she talking about?
I don't know. He probably doesn't know either. Oh, so this guy's got a half face. He's half red and half blue. What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're thirsty, you could go to one of the Metropolis' lower level bars. But we wouldn't advise it. So there's Skunch and the googly-eyed dude that saved him from the Legionnaires. The SPs would have psych probed me and found out about two guys offering me a piece of heavy protection. New protection scam, sorry. My printing's a little shoddy here. Got to be the same guys, and I don't want to be on their bad side. Looks like saving you wasn't a waste after all. All of a sudden, I figured if enough Legionnaires took on enough hoods, we'd find some clues. Without your lawyer's interference, of course. Saturn Girl? Oh, and Sun Boy is melting off the costume, I guess, that he was wearing. And Saturn Girl goes to work on his brain, and he passes out because he's a sissy.
Yes, the only other place that I've found Skunch is actually on the famed Legion poster, which is the Giffen poster that showed up with the first edition of the Great Darkness trade.
There you go. A warehouse at the port, so they're looking for clues, and they found some clues, so they're going to go and check that out. So, move in slowly, Dream Girl. I agree. Let's get some proof first. And Ultra Boy throws him into the, I guess it's a containment pod of some sort.
Yeah.
It just looks like he smashed him into a big, obelisk of some sort.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's supposed to be a force shield. And they take off and he's like, hey, wait for me, guys. And they go
guys,
flying.
Wait up.
I'm gonna tell.
Are we suddenly in Goonies? What's going on?
Do the truffle shuffle, Ultra Boy.
Go.
So they fly. They're flying around, and they are looking to find these guys. They want to find them fast because they may never get there if they don't get there to Tacron Galtos before Cosmic Boy gets a hold of them. Mm-hmm. Snap. What do you do on the day after Doomsday if you work at the Metropolis spaceport? Same thing you do every day. Hustle. Yeah. Enough cargo to feed the inner planets comes in every day and an equal amount goes out. Trade goods, passengers, even the shuttle to Tacron Galtos, the United Planets' maximum security prison world. Mm-hmm. Now, is it just me or does this river here or whatever it's supposed to be, does it say something?
Is it Endarga?
Endargar. That's weird.
I don't think it's official Interlac yet.
No, it's not Interlac.
No, it's...
Words.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? When I've reread this issue over the years, I've always tried to figure out if it said something, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's something to... sure it means something to someone.
Mark that down for when we talk to Giffen someday.
Seriously, Endarga.
Because that's definitely not an accident.
No, God no.
It's there, obviously, for a reason. I just don't know what it is.
To mess with people who look into everything.
I guess so.
Well, and you know what? I wouldn't be terribly surprised.
So we're on Tacron Galtos, apparently. What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're the governor of Tacron Galtos, you look at the damage wrought by a young Daxamite slave of Darkseid.
And if that was his name, I would understand it. But, of course, we know he's Olvir. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Weird.
And thank the man who ensured it wasn't worse. You are Prisoner Reap Daggle, also known as Chameleon Boy of the Legion. I am. You're the governor. I am. Ooh, I hope it's not the same governor from The Walking Dead. Otherwise, he's
he's trouble.
Mm-hmm. Is this floating eye doesn't speak with EYE.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yes.
You have saved the United Planets from much harm in your actions here, prisoner, and it has been noted. I have communicated this to the United Planets Council, and you are hereby pardoned. And the little thingies come off his antennas. Woohoo! No need to restrain his powers anymore. He gets to go free. I appreciate your thinking of me. I was chosen to serve here because of my thought process, youth, but I am pleased you approve. You may return home now. Woohoo! I could change into a space dragon and fly home in my own power. I'm so happy. I didn't change.
I love the facial expression as he realizes that his powers aren't working. It's just, this is classic Giffen. I mean, this is where he was so good with facial expressions.
Mm-hmm. What the crunk? And the next page, what do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you've got a guilty conscience, you worry. And you might have reason to. There's that big dude, and he's walking along, and all of a sudden he's surrounded by Legionnaires, Ultra Boy and Star Boy and Phantom Girl and Sun Boy. Says, we'd like you to answer a few questions. They start shaking him down for info. He's like, hey, I ain't done nothing. You got no right. So call your lawyer if you can. He starts doing the flaming face act. Meanwhile, tell me all about this little protection game I've heard you're running. It sounds very interesting, especially if you're the crud that lit a fireball today. He's almost completely made of Kirby Crackle now. That's how you know he's mad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Dude is like, come on, pal. Are you the guy who likes to watch people burn? He's like, And suddenly, Cthu.
Take a drink.
Yeah.
Who's that? Mm.
Okay. Some giant robots bust through the wall.
I've never seen giant robots before. So
ever.
Here we go. We got some giant robots. We already had a punch to the face. This could be Julian Lytle's favorite comic book ever.
Could be.
Legion comic, anyway.
They got fly outfits.
And Invisible Kid was in it, so it does have ethnic people in the comics.
See, he does like that.
Got it.
All right, so it's cargo handlers designed to strip a 2-megaton starship in seconds. Not very heat resistant, though, as he melts one down into slag and dude flies out of it. Phantom Girl goes in through the windshield and knocks out the dude driving a different one. As Ultra Boy just sort of leans up against it and stops him from going anywhere. That's cute. Look at the bell bottoms on her. Oh, man.
Yeah, I love them.
So they make short work of those guys. Starboy makes the other one so heavy it crashes into the ground and tells them they're all under arrest. So they got them. And why didn't you tell us they broke out over here? Are these the fireballers? We don't know. I think we're about to find out. There goes Sun Boy. He's laying on the heavy again. He's still got the dude, and he's flaming and Kirby crackling and speak up. Mustn't burn your tongue. He's like, oh, okay, we did it. Just tell me where to sign and turn me over to the SPs, please. That's right. Sun Boy is bad cop. Bad cop. So it looks like they put him in another one of those stasis Iggy things on the back of an SP cruiser, and the computer court should have them tried and sentenced on Tekken Galtos by dawn. Wow, swift and speedy justice there. That's all right. Mm-hmm. They finally figure it out.
Yeah,
1,000 years
exactly,
from now.
Exactly.
All we have to do is wait. So I have to wait for Cosmic Boy's ship to get back from Daxum to give him the news. Do me a favor, Swan. Go say a prayer for his folks and his kid brother. Because Sun Boy don't do that. Sun Boy don't play that praying stuff. Okay, so he says, what do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're Cosmic Boy and Night Girl, you relax en route home. So they went to Brawl, I guess. He says, I don't think I ever saw that many people from Brawl, asterisk. And that's Cosmic Boy's homeworld, of course. Work on one construction before, but at least the Axumites have some place to live again. You did good work, Rock. I hear your substitute Legion did some good work on Weber's world, Letta. But I'm glad you joined me. The wreckage would have been awfully creepy otherwise. I brought a piece back for Paul, my kid brother. It's a radioactive rock, just mildly, and it can't hurt anybody. But it'll be great for his collection. Thoughtful. Maybe we should stop at Mom's for dinner and check before I check in at Legion HQ. Mom would like that. She says she never sees you. A good home-cooked meal and some
You're always stalking behind the bushes.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
She's night girl. She has to come at night just in case there's trouble.
Hey. Hey. I think it'd be cool if Lita slept in the coffin. Because that's just...
Mm-hmm. Well, she'd have her powers all the time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They do some fine disco dancing.
Nope, that's not them. That's Colossal Boy and Violet.
Yeah, that's Colossal Boy. That's right.
What do you do on the day after Doomsday? If you're Colossal Boy and Shrinking Violet, you dance the night away. And a romance that's just begun gets much more intense.
Oh yeah, far away.
Yeah, I love that.
Someone's watching.
Dirty for your lad.
Duplicate boy's gonna watch them do the nasty.
Like he hasn't already.
Exactly.
Creepy. Hey, so just looking at some of the coming comics, they talk about All-Star Squadron number 18.
Woohoo!
The Vengeance from Valhalla. Fancy. Talking about...
Oh, the Thor stuff.
Exactly. Oh, God, that was so good.
Thor. Can we talk about that on our podcast?
Wait a minute. This is a different
DC,
Thor.
DC Thor.
Oh, DC yeah. Thor. Okay.
Yeah. And, of course...
The redheaded Thor.
This was where they had switched up on Adventures of Superboy, and they had Howard Bender drawing it. Who we saw last week in the Legion 295, but you know, again, for my money, if it's not Kurt Schaffenberger, it ain't Superboy. Mm.
Kurt Schaffenberger was doing the Superboy. Howard Bender was on the Dial H.
Oh, on the Dial H. Okay, that makes much more sense. Yeah,
so it's okay.
Yeah, it's all good. But and this was when I guess Kupperberg had taken over the book from, because Kerry Bates wrote it right from the beginning, and so this was kind of a changing of the guard, as it were. But one of the things I really want to point out in this is just before page 22, because this was like a 23-page story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a little more for your money back then.
Oh, the meanwhile.
Meanwhile, this was actually the first meanwhile column. Yeah, because it's...
Oh, yeah, he does. He explains what it is.
Yeah, so this was, of course, Dick Giordano used to do this column called Meanwhile. And
God rest his soul.
One out for the Dickster.
Exactly. He explains what the whole thing was with Meanwhile, and how the title of it was actually suggested by Julie Schwartz, and it was decided that Dick would write it. And this was around when a lot of this stuff kind of got passed over to Dick Giordano on the editorial thing. I was listening to the Levitz panel last week, and he talked about how he really sort of had to take a hands off on editorial after working it so long, when he passed the torch to Dick, because Dick needed to be able to make his decisions, et cetera, et cetera. So he had taken a lot of that, and this is where he says he said that Paul Levitz would be a hard act to follow when he inherited the Batman books from him, and he's equally sure that Len Wein, the newest Batman editor, will establish a level of excellence that will become the standard. And I tell you, 82, 83, there was some cool stuff going on in Batman.
That's right around the Jason Todd stuff.
Exactly. It's right when Jason Todd got introduced. You had...
Killer Croc.
They're going to kill him soon. Shush.
What?
Don't be that guy.
Oh, spoilers. Sorry.
He'll be back.
No, never.
But you had Don Newton drawing Batman. And then Gene Colan. Yeah, like hello. And actually Doug Munch was doing a lot of the writing at the time.
Yeah.
And it was like Munch and Conway, basically. That was
a lot of the start of the back and forth between the Batman and detective title.
Exactly. I mean, it was just incredible stuff. I mean, that it really did set a standard of excellence at the time. One of the things he talked about was, you may have heard that DC is planning to publish, so this is 296, and we just last week talked about 295. You may have heard that DC is planning to publish a maxi series that will attempt to more neatly define the DC universe in an exciting adventure yarn that will span 12 issues. I wonder what that is. Tentatively titled The History of the DC Universe, current plans are for the first issue to appear in the spring of 1983. Of course, of course, then cooler heads would prevail and they'd think, why don't we tie it into the 50th anniversary?
That's right.
So fan writer, critic Peter Sanderson, who is now hard at work researching the project for scripters Marv Wolfman and Len Wein. Of course, Wein would end up being the editor on the series. And it occurs to me that perhaps some of you out there may have a murky DC detail or two you'd like to you'd like cleared up, explained, or something. Let us hear. So that's just interesting because, of course, you know, history of the DC universe would end up coming out after Crisis, and you know, it's just neat seeing. So clearly, they were talking
they had
about
Brian
it.
Brian Bolan drawing it.
What's that?
They had Brian Bolan drawing it. Oh, back to last week.
yeah, exactly. So you know, this is a big deal. Like they were talking about this stuff at the time, but you know, it was still taking form, and so it was still developing. But here's a neat thing. Speaking of 1983, have we got a year for you?
Yeah,
and it was a great year for comics. I remember
totally was.
Yeah. Oh my god. So, a variety of special DC Comics scheduled during 1983, and there will be at least one of these spectacular events each month during the year, with most months having two or more scheduled. Titles, creative teams, and release dates are tentative at this moment, even back then. But look at this. 10 annuals, so it was the previous year's lineup, so, you know, that would have been the year that we had the Legion annual with Computo, and of course the Titans annual with the Blackfire thing, etc., etc. Plus Superman and Firestorm, and the Firestorm annual was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh god, that was such a good story. 3 to 5 miniseries, Dead Man, Adam, which would of course be the Sword
Dead
of the
Man
Adam.
Mini is awesome.
Is it the Garcia Lopez one?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Oh yeah.
And so you had the Adam, which ended up being the Sword of
the Sword of the Adam.
Adam.
Yeah. That was a good one too.
Hey, last week again, talking about Gil Kane. This is also Gil Kane at his Gil Kaneiest.
Mm-hmm.
And also the JLA, and I'm not sure what that one ended up being.
The JLA one was Dr. Destiny.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. 5 anniversary specials, all special formats. You had the Legion of Superheroes 300, Adventure Comics 500, which was, of course, one of the digests, and that ended up being like a double-sized, like tons of Legion stuff in that book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Detective Comics 526, which was the 500th anniversary of the first appearance of Batman. I actually picked that up when we went to the Mini Fan Expo the other week.
And did you?
Yeah, it's an interesting story.
it's the one where they have basically, it's kind of the retelling of the actually, you know what? This was part of a Stop the Subs once. The idea of it being part of the Chemical King quest.
Oh yes.
Right?
Oh yeah.
And, yeah. That's so. And actually, you know, there was some good stuff in it. Again, you know, you had sort of stories in different styles. It reprinted the original story from Detective 27, but yeah, you had some really great artwork in there, and it was kind of different creative teams doing their slant on that first story. The Brave and the Bold 200, which would of course be Batman. Yeah. That was a good issue.
That was The Outsiders.
No, it was Batman and Batman.
It was the last issue.
Batman of Earth 2 with The Outsiders preview.
Yeah.
At the end
of it. It was the last issue of Brave and the Bold. And then Action Comics 544, which is the 45th anniversary of Superman's first appearance in the title.
Wow.
3 maxi series. See above for one of them.
Yeah, the Krypton stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Phantom Zone with the Gerber.
No. This is a maxi series. This was
series.
Yeah, those ones came out. That was like Legends of. That came out around the same time as Secrets of Legion, right?
Because
World of Krypton was the first one. It was 3 issues. Then you had the Untold Legend of the Batman. Mm-hmm. Concurrently was the Secrets of the Legion. So you're going back to around, the 270s of Legion. So it would be right around the Reflecto
Saga.
Maxi series. Okay, 1983. Well, Was Camelot 3000? I know they talked about that coming up.
Yeah, I think it was around that time.
So that would be the one.
Sun Devils?
How many issues was that? Was that around then?
I'm pretty sure it was 12. Because
wasn't that the same? Wasn't this the Sun Devils one the same? No, because that was... Yeah, that's right. That might have been.
Sonic Blasters.
No, that was...
Well, actually, one of the Maxi series was, of course, the history of the DC Universe, which ended up being put off to 1985. So we understand that. So he said, see above for one of them, which is the one he was talking about, and the other two are Hush Hush. And his lips were sealed.
Hush.
Three new monthly titles, one Sword and Sorcery, and two Superhero, including an all-new Batman team, which would, of course,
Was it Lords of the Ultra Realm? Is that what he's talking about for the Sword and Sorcery one?
No, because that was a Maxi, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
I'm thinking Arion, Lord of
the Rings.
Arion would work, yeah. Totally.
Arak.
Oh, Arak, Son of Thunder. Also Roy Thomas, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of what the other superhero team would have been, but obviously Batman.
Well, two superhero, including Batman and the Outsiders.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else came out this 83?
Here we go. Here's something very important. Three new monthly comics sold on a non-returnable basis. And, of course, we know what those would be. One was The Legion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was the Baxter run. The other one was Teen Titans, the Baxter run. And I don't know what the third one was.
It was...
Was it Swamp Thing?
No.
It's whatever else came out in Baxter, and I can't...
I can't think... What is it?
I thought it was just those two books started... Well, Outsiders became Baxter.
But that was later. That was later, because we haven't even seen the Outsiders debut yet. Interesting.
I do not know what that is.
Well, some research will have to be done.
Yeah, indeed. Two Marvel.
Listeners, call in.
Two DC Marvel team ups. So yeah, there's a third Baxter. Was that Camelot 3000? I don't ever remember seeing that on the newsstands. I'm not sure. That might have actually been one of the first Baxter books. And I've lost you all.
Okay. Who is this guy?
All right, screw you, Computo. We're all back.
Don't tempt the fates like that, man. Are you insane?
Anyway. Sorry. I respectfully approve of anything our computer overlord does. Hmm.
Yes. There you go.
Okay, I'm thinking that... Camelot 3000 might have been one of them. Or was Thriller an early Baxter run?
Oh, that could have been. Actually,
that's...
Because it wasn't intended to be a mini or even a maxi. It was supposed to go on, but it failed.
Yeah, then Fleming left.
And that, because that was before the Ambush Bug series. So, yeah, I'd say that's probably it.
Might be. Again, that was one I came into. I remember hearing about it before, but I never actually read it. And it was something when I came back to comics in '89 that I grabbed up. And oh God, did I love that series! Oof.
Well, at least the first like seven issues.
Yeah, that's the series. Yeah, it didn't exist after that. You know, if it wasn't Fleming and Von Eden, I wasn't interested.
Right.
Yeah. So, but here's something interesting: two DC Marvel team ups, neither of which would end up happening at this time.
Right.
Of course, the first one was JLA Avengers. It's pretty well set for the summer. No, it's not. No, it's not. In perhaps another 15 years, maybe. A second Titans X-Men set for Christmas.
Yeah, that never happened.
Never happened. Additionally, 1983 will probably see the release of our first graphic novel.
Yeah. No, that was 84 when it came out, wasn't it?
What was it?
Was it Hunger Dogs?
Might have been. Wasn't that 85?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I just, for some reason, that pops into mind. But at any rate, they had plans for a couple of them. So It's very interesting. Very interesting to sort of see this stuff as it takes shape, because, you know, that's the thing is there's always that idea, you know, we think now that, oh, we get so much information ahead of time that, you know, stuff ends up never happening. And, you know, we hear that there's going to be a Batwoman series and it ends up not happening for years, that kind of thing. Right. Because because there's such a focus placed on announcements, whether or not you've got things in place to make it happen. And whether or not other things end up sort of turning around and making it unable to happen. And right. And so here we see that sort of what the original plans for, you know, it's kind of a neat piece of history to see what the original plans were for Crisis, which would change
so much.
I love
seeing those ads for it in the... Or DC Universe, Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff. It's just really interesting. And of course, one of the other things in that letter column is that it was, according to the bylaws of the Legion, you are cordially invited to cast your ballot for the next leader.
Indeed.
Yes. Yeah, so, hey, there's been talk about how they're going to elect a new leader. Well, now, whether or not I don't know if this early in the series, whether or not Levitz wants to take a chance on letting the fans decide, because, you know, that's he's been sort of put into an interesting corner with that before.
But, yeah. Let him get his wheels first, people.
Exactly.
Then we'll
make Earthman Legion leader.
Yeah, because I think that'd be a lot of fun to make it part of that process again. Oh. It's just such a neat challenge for a writer to come in and say, you know, I've got this, and this planned, and it's like, what, Dreamgirl's the leader? Are you kidding me?
And then it worked out pretty well, didn't it?
It worked out just fine. Yeah, it certainly, as a character, it made Dreamgirl much more interesting, and it gave that ended up giving Starboy a bit more of a spotlight as well.
Yeah.
You know, because let's face it, we hadn't seen him to the extent before that. We hadn't really seen him to the extent that we saw him after that. So
yeah, definitely.
So very cool stuff. So so there you go. A pretty pivotal issue, I think. You know, we're starting to see a lot of those seeds laid to, hey, let's deal with this this, you know, adult Legion stuff. And hey, next issue, it hits the fan.
Oh yeah,
it hits the fan.
And, the issue that made me really like Cosmic Boy.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. And to boot, we get to see the origin of the Legion again.
Yay!
Cross your fingers for a Rans.
Yeah, maybe a little bit later, but it won't be long. And actually, I think we already did those issues, because I know we see it when Ayla comes back. So
yeah, with the Lightning Lad battle. Lightning Lad, Lightning Lord battle.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so we'll see it. Actually, we'll see it sooner rather than later. All right, so there we go. Anyone got anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
No, it was a good issue.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, and this one is going to be collected in the Great Darkness hardcover, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome that because I mean, this has never been collected before, and it's such a great story. I mean, and it is such, you know, this is a great epilogue to the Great Darkness saga, because it's just that idea that it's like, yeah, crazy shit happens, and then you get like an issue to rest, and then it goes nuts again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it's like to be the Legion. So,
And that's all the breather you need. So there you go.
Exactly. So, comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can also follow us on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. Find us on the Facebook by searching for Legion of Substitute Podcasters. It's us. And hey, there's some cool artists on there, like Scott Koblish and like Bill Alger. Very cool artists there who sometimes post sketches and stuff, and are just generally really good guys anyway. And so you can follow us all there. You can join the conversation over the forum. That is forum.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. And it is, of course, part of the Comic Forums family. And
it's been up for about a month without any issues.
Exactly. They can put up a sign with, you know, no injuries since. so you can check us out there. You can also head on over to our website. Our website is legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. not terribly surprisingly. And you can leave comments on each of the episode threads there and let us know what you think of this and any other episode. And with please that, do. Yes, please do. Please do. And
comments are the currency of podcasting.
Nice.
True.
Nice. True. I like that.
I read it somewhere. I didn't make it up.
Just take the credit.
Yeah, seriously. That's like copyright.
No, Matt, that's not how it works.
If someone asks if you're a god, say yes.
And with that, we head into the time bubble, back to when cats and dogs lived together in sin, mass hysteria. Yes, that's right, the 21st century. And we will see you all next week as Cosmic Boy goes nuts. And we deal with, it'll be episode 97.
Woo!
Crazy. All right, see you next week.
I am a god.